romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Mr. Strange, if I ever meet up with that big hombre.
Quit your belly aching, Deb. Come on.
Howdy, Jack. I should talk business with you for a minute.
Come in. Howdy, Moose.
Howdy.
Jack, take a look at this envelope.
Where'd you get this?
Never mind. How much can you sell it for and how soon?
That's what we're interested in.
This the original or the one you had me make up, eh?
Yep. Come on now. How much?
Look, boys, this is too much of a stone to sell around here. Back in San Francisco, maybe.
Oh, no, never mind that San Francisco business.
I'm just telling you what's what. It'd even be dangerous for me to try to peddle a stone like this in this country. But there's one fellow here in Grass Valley who works for the Magenta Mine. He's got a lot of money. I'll see him.
When?
Yeah, I'll go see him now. Back in an hour.
Give me a receipt for that emerald.
All right. And if I shouldn't happen to be here when you get back, the emerald will be right in this desk drawer. There's a false compartment in the back. Just push the bottom, like this.
Yeah, if you shouldn't happen to be here, huh? Then maybe one of us better go along with you.
No, you don't. I ain't anxious to peddle this emerald, and I told you as much. So if you want to take it back, you sure can have it.
Now, you keep quiet, Nick. Let Jack handle this. We'll be back in an hour, Jack, like you said. There's Senor Wapo Pancho.
Out his lunch, John.
Where is this, Senor?
Well,
It's good to see you again, Senor Walker, and to shake your hand.
Mighty good to see you, too, Cisco.
Oh, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos días, Senor. I'm glad to hear a lot about you.
I've heard a lot about you, Pancho. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Glad to meet you.
Come in the house.
I'm going to tell you what's on my mind right away, Cisco. After that, we can visit for a while, Senor. Briefly, my financial state is such that I must sell a very valuable emerald. One that was given my grandfather in Mexico. My name is Life, you say. A descendant of the Aztecs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you must sell an heirloom, Senor.
Very too bad, no? Well, it must be done. I sent for your sister to tell me the value of the emerald. You know about such things.
Well, I'll be glad to give you an opinion, Senor, but by all means, get other opinions, too.
Well, yours is good enough for me, Cisco. You'd better go over by the window. Yeah, here's the emerald.
This is a very pretty. Let me see now. Hold this up to the light.
Gotta be worth a lot, this one, huh?
Mr. Walker, I hate to tell you this, but this stone is made of faith.
What?
There's no doubt about it.
But, Cisco, great Scott, let me see that emerald.
You are, Senor.
Well, there must be some mistake. This emerald... Wait, this is my emerald. It wasn't shipped like this. It had the fire. This hasn't...
Maybe somebody steals yours and leaves this in you.
Yeah, but who would... Oh, this is terrible.
I believe Pancho is right, Senor Walker. You are positive this is not the stone you had?
Absolutely positive.
We will see what we can find out for you. Let us go talk to that hombre you saw a while ago, Pancho. The one who deals in gems.
Here, Herzog, you're right, Moose.
Right, for sure.
I tell you, he is. You understand?
All right. Don't go flying off that handle with me, or you'll get yourself in trouble. Well, did you sell that ammo, Herzog?
No, that miner I meant to see is taking a few days off. Went to Marysville.
Where's the ammo, Jack?
Right in that door where I said it would be. Now, if you two would let me take that stone to San Francisco.
Nothing doing.
Now, wait a minute, Moose. No reason why we can't go to San Francisco with Jack, is there?
Well, maybe not, but I...
Hey, get out in the back room, both of you.
What's the idea?
See those two hombres up the street riding this way? The big one is the Cisco Kid.
So that's who he is, huh?
I've heard plenty about that hombre.
I don't know what he's doing around here, but let's not take any chances. Get out of sight, you two.
Come on, Jim. Maybe this will be my chance to get even. If I could gun down that Cisco Kid, it sure would give me a reputation.
Cisco?
Yes?
The story that tells that you, hombre, he got a robbery in that little building over there.
Yes.
Also, that his name is Jack Herzog. I should have remembered that, Pancho. Whatever, who?
Who?
He has this office as a private assayer.
Uh-huh.
I suspect he is also selling fake jewelry on the side.
Fake jewelry on the side?
Si.
He steal that emerald, no?
Well, I did not say that, Pancho.
No?
But if the emerald was stolen, Jack Herzog may know something about it.
Mm.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And you let me do the talking, and do not be surprised at anything that I may say.
Just surprised.
What is this, Señor Herzog?
What can I do for you, Mr. Stone?
Well, I might want to buy a jewel, Herzog. Have you any on hand?
What kind of a jewel?
Perhaps an emerald.
Oh. It disappoints you, Cisco, but I don't deal in emeralds.
Well, do you happen to know who does?
What are you trying to get at?
Well, just what I asked you.
Who you been talking to?
Are you going to answer my question?
Yeah, I'll answer it. I don't know anybody who deals in emeralds. Now get out of here. I'm busy.
On the contrary, we'll take our time about leaving. I have more questions to ask you, Herzog, and
Cisco.
Of course, it's too open.
Get your hands up, Cisco, quick, you fool devil. Get them up or I'll drill you. By thunder, I got a mind to drill you anyway.
Careful, down the floor, Pancho.
Down the floor, see?
Like many another wild youngster, Dibley Sauls tried to get himself a reputation by gunning down Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Kid in our exciting story, Emerald of the Aztecs. Called to Grass Valley by his friend Train Walker to investigate the theft of Walker's priceless Aztec emerald, Cisco and Pancho went to the office of one Jack Herzog, whom Cisco knew to be a shady dealer in jewels. As he started to question Herzog, the door to the back room opened, and the emerald thief, hot-headed young Dibley Sauls, appeared and fired two shots at our friend. Now,
you crazy young fool, put down that gun.
I'll
get you,
Cisco.
You get the name of that.
Hey,
I promise you. Oh, that's the stuff. Now I'll get the fat one. You're not
getting
the fat one,
Matty Lou.
Why don't you give my Cisco kid?
Yeah, reckon it does. Yeah, I better pour some water out of this pitcher out of bed.
Yeah, Cisco kid, sure is. Knock him halfway across this room.
Hey, easy there.
Yeah, all right, Jeff. Yeah, I'll help you up. That blasted Cisco. Somebody hand me a gun. I'll kill him.
You sit down in this chair and shut up. All right, what do we do with Cisco and his partner, Cisco?
There's a trap door in the cellar hole under this building. That's something down there.
You better tie him up, huh?
Yeah, there's not time. If anybody over at the sheriff's office heard the shooting, they'll be over here quick. Better get them two down there in a hurry.
All right, open up the trap door. I'll drop him down in there. Now the fat one.
Hey, you sure are powerful, Moose, picking him up like that.
I reckon I'm able to take care of myself.
Yeah, I sure feel as if I've been hit by something.
You're right, kid. You was hit.
I ain't got time to worry about that. Why did Cisco start asking you about emeralds, Jack?
How do I know? Sounds to me as if he knew about that emerald of yours.
And where it came from, yeah. It's just my idea, too. Which means Crane Walker must have told it.
Hey, then if Cisco don't show up, Walker will tell the sheriff.
And we may all be arrested.
We ain't gonna give Walker a chance to tell nobody, Moose.
Huh? What do you mean?
Come, Doc, we're gonna kill him. Come on, let's go.
Just
reached
up this
minute. Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my head doesn't feel so good, Chico. The bandido shot us down from behind.
Yes. I remember now. The coyote.
Not too loud, amigo.
Very happy, too.
I think you're down in some sort of a cellar.
Poncho.
Perhaps he's the officer. Here's our door. Ah, there's a beam of light.
There it is, Chico.
Just that, huh?
What's better? How full of and fear will I come from?
I'm so glad to get out from here, Cisco.
We'll get out as fast as we can. There's an opening in the ground. That's where this farm foundation ends.
Did we get out, no?
I think I can dig a little enough earth of my knife so we can get
out. Walking on up there, Cisco.
Parker, Cisco. Why did you before? We want him to think we are still unconscious if we look down here.
Please, Cisco.
What's going on down in there? Hey! I could have sworn I heard
him
moving around. I guess I must have been mistaken.
Now we'll try to get out of here, Poncho. At least I won't be
kicking
that tire
hand. You think I might
admit it? You do just, Poncho. I'll get over here.
Hmm? This is close to you, sister.
Well, it does get safe, but either lazy or I ran out of rock for this foundation.
You lucky.
Now, wait a minute. I think I can pull away that big slab of earth.
My hand.
Poncho,
that
hurt. I can't believe it. Let us go to sleep. That's
easy, didn't I?
Right now, Poncho. Fall out to that
hole. Easy, easy. Now, I will come up. What's our horses just now?
Not until we have talked to Fergal. Follow me, amigo, and make no move.
I think they found you. We'll do more than just talk with that English.
Keep down, if you will not see us out the window.
I'll bend over.
No.
If
the
door is not locked. What the...
We will now continue.
Where we left?
Oh! Please, please, cut it off.
I will take those guns of yours.
That guns of dust
is still
over in the corner.
Wait now, Foster, I did not see them. But I will take these guns of his just the same.
How in places do you want me to get out of there?
Never mind. Answer me this. What is that emerald that was stolen from Senor Walker?
I don't know anything about it.
Maybe you are lying. However, right now, that is not the important thing. Where are the two hombres who are here with you?
The big hombre and the one who threw Happy on the trigger.
Suppose you find that out, sister.
I'm not going to fool with you. Tell me this minute, or you and I are going to fight it out with our fists.
No. No, I ain't fighting with
you. Quick, tell me. Be sure you tell the truth.
You can know. They went to Walker's ranch.
What for?
Well, I tell me. Reckon they had it in for Walker.
Watch him. Tie these over tightly. Then we will leave him out in the back room and lock this place up.
Yes, it will.
Hurry. We must get out to Senor Walker's rancho just as soon as we can.
So you reckon we'd better go to San Francisco with Herzog, eh, Dick?
Yep. After we attend to a couple bits of business here in Grass Valley.
What about that Cisco kid, Miss Pardon?
I'll tend to Cisco later on. After we take care of Walker. Walker's here at the ranch. Wagon's back.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Come on.
All right. I'm with you.
Hello, Walker.
Don't you usually knock before you open that door, Dib?
I used to.
Also, it seems to me you can pick out a better companion than Moose Acton.
All right, Walker, that'll be enough out of you. Have a chair, Moose.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do, dear. What does this mean, Dibbling?
It means we come in here to talk to you, Walker. Was that Cisco kid here at the ranch?
Yes, Cisco was here. Say, do you know anything about that emerald of mine?
Why should I know anything about
because
it?
Because you were about the only one around here. I showed the emerald, too. You knew where it kept it. Why, you young nation of...
That'll be enough of that, Walker.
You told us.
Let's say I just kind of bought it.
You didn't need to tell him that, Jib.
Now, what's the harm? You ain't going to tell anybody about it?
Just you wait till Cisco gets back here.
Cisco ain't coming back.
Well, if you think you're going to keep me here,
you're wrong.
No, you don't. Stop him.
That's just what I aim to do. You're staying right here in this room, Walker. I'm just here for Cisco.
Nice work, Moose. Come dark, we'll take him out of here, finish him off, and drop him down one of them old abandoned mines there.
And then go after Cisco, huh?
That's right, Moose. And then go after Cisco. Nearly dark now, Cisco.
See, but we can still see for some distance.
Yeah, seeing the rivers around you.
Let's stop here for the moment, Cisco.
Whatever. Hold on.
Yeah, look, Poncho.
Not bad,
there are two horses by the corral.
They were saddled, too.
Hey, those banditos are their troncos.
You go after them, Chico?
Hey,
come for me, go.
Let's hear our horses.
Wait, somebody come out of the ranch house.
Hey, you are right, Chico. There's the two banditos.
Okay, somebody know.
They are carrying Sayer Walker.
Sayer Walker?
If those bushwalkers have killed him.
Pancho, I will try to knock the young one from his horse. And then Pancho, keep him covered with the gun. Right off. Now go after the big bandito. Pancho, ha!
Go, go, go!
Now start walking back to the ranch house. We are going to have a little talk about where that emerald is. And then you and that would-be fire eater are going to jail.
Those bandidos not steal no more emeralds.
Not for a long, long time anyway, amigo.
Not unless they steal the emeralds into jail.
Chico?
Yeah? It's best to go and kill your Walker and give the emeralds back again.
Well, best of all, Pancho, Senor Walker was not hurt.
Yes, that's the best, that's the best.
I understand that Senor Walker is now on a hunting trip with his friend, the English sportsman Lord Dunting.
Lord Dunting, the wonderful sportsman, too.
Oh, see. You guided for him a long time ago, Pancho, did you not?
Yeah, Pancho guide for him. On that trip, the biggest mosquitoes Pancho ever seen.
Oh, is that so, Chico?
That one, Pancho find out how big a sportsman Lord Dunting was.
Well, what has his sportsmanship to do with the big mosquitoes, Pancho?
Lord Dunting told me that a sportsman, he not put screens on the concourse to keep the mosquitoes out.
He did not put screens on the concourse?
Not put screens on. He said, that's not sporting.
Then what did he do about the mosquitoes?
He set mouse traps for them.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, you go!
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Vassar, Pancho by Harry Lang.